This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 462 for Tuesday, July 5th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were weaker on Tuesday as broad selling in the global ag markets weighed on prices. Canola down $14.10 in the November contract at $832.70 per ton. The Chicago soy complex, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil were all down on the day, with weakness in crude oil and financial markets amid mounting recession fears contributing to the decline seen in the grains and oilseeds. The Canadian dollar, though, was also weaker, losing over a cent relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that did provide some underlying support. Statistics Canada released updated acreage estimates pegging this year's canola plantings at 21.4 million acres. That'd be up by about 500,000 acres from an earlier estimate, but still down by nearly 5% from last year. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures all posted sharp losses, caught up in the broad sell-off as activity in the U.S. markets resumed following the 4th of July holiday. Speculators continued to bail out of long positions, with some chart stops likely hit on the way down. Soybeans down 79 cents in the November contract at $13.16 per bushel. News that Indonesia was encouraging more palm oil exports contributed to the losses in the world of veg oil markets, which spilled into the soy market. There were also reports that China has canceled a number of old crop purchases of U.S. soybeans. Relatively favorable Midwestern crop conditions also weighed on the soy complex. Corn down in sympathy with most everything else, the September contract down 27 cents at $5.92 per bushel. Forecasts call for some timely rains across the corn belt over the next week, keeping the grain under pressure. Wheat also weaker, the Minneapolis spring wheat down 59 cents in the September contract at $8.89 per bushel. Kansas City down 51 cents in September at $8.62 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 39 cents in the September contract at $8.07 per bushel. The advancing U.S. winter wheat harvest contributed to the declines. Canadian wheat plantings were pegged at 25.4 million acres. That was up from an earlier estimate and would mark the largest acreage base to the crop in nearly a decade. On the other side, Egypt bought 444,000 tons of wheat in a tender, which should have been somewhat supportive, although most of that wheat was sourced from Russia, France, and Romania. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, July 5th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.